We all love our enemies together. If we all forgive without limit together, the way of Jesus produces a Christian culture. The third thing he called us to, of course, is to share our faith with others.
For more on living the authentic Christian life, listen to Oz Guinness today at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
AM 1160.
Welcome to Healing Your World Radio with your host, Marlene Bazak, a nationally certified licensed acupuncturist and holistic healer. Marlene will share pivotal information with you that will allow you to produce happiness, health, and healing. And now, the host of Healing Your World, Marlene Bazak.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marlene Stanley Bazak, and I am so happy that you are joining us today. Welcome to Healing Your World Radio. I am a practitioner of traditional Chinese medicine and a massage therapist, and have been practicing natural healing and energy medicine for a little over 15 years. And I have found many secrets into the flow of natural healing. And one of them, in what I'm going to help you with today, is to ignite your energy and ignite your chi. Yes, that is the spark. That is combustion. That is lightning. That is something that I was had experienced actually many years ago. I was actually hit by lightning. Yes, that's true. I was in a car. And I don't want to go into all the details, but it was pretty exciting. And what happened was, is that I experienced this form of energy that was complete stillness, something that you would not even imagine that would happen when something like that, that type of phenomena that would happen. But there was a huge light in the car, and it was like time had stopped. All the people in the car, there were four of us, we were just staring at each other, and at that moment, there was stillness. Now, the reason I share this experience with you is because that's the stillness that I have received from my own personal journey of self-healing through acupuncture and receiving massage therapy. So I decided 15 years ago to pretty much make a big 190 or, oh, I guess it would be 180, maybe a 360. No, to change my profession and my career. I was a business analyst with over 25 years in corporate America, and I decided to go into the field and the profession of natural healing. Now, it wasn't like I was a spring chicken. You know, there were some challenges that I had to overcome. And what I realized, though, is that at that moment, at that time, there was this stillness, there was this peace, and everything seemed to come into alignment. So what I've done is I've decided to get all this information together and share it with you in a program that I've created, Ignite Your Life's Passion. And in doing that, I've also decided to even create this radio show to bring on other individuals that believe in the same type of concept, like-minded people. And so this radio show is all developed around educating people how to ignite happiness, health, and healing at any moment, at any time, no matter what. I have a unique approach where I combine traditional Chinese medicine, different forms of bodywork modalities and advanced techniques. Some people want to call them massage therapy, energy healing, and food healing. Now, this is to promote emotional, physical, and spiritual balance. And then, of course, my program. I developed this program, Ignite Your Life's Passion, when on April 10th, 2011, I had a terrible accident. I dislocated my ankle. And I thought, what am I going to do? What am I going to do for 8 weeks in a wheelchair? And yes, I had to be in a wheelchair for 8 weeks. That is no fun. I have a lot of sympathy now when I see people who are on crutches or in wheelchairs. That is for sure. But I decided to write my book, which I haven't completed yet, but I did contribute to a wonderful book, which is a series of women that have cooperated together called Overcoming Mediocrity, Courageous Women, and that is done by Dynamic Professional Women's Network, Christy Lee Rufino, and I contributed a chapter called Passion to Heal. Now, this passion that I have and why I decided to create this program is because I actually felt and saw as I was writing that there was a step-by-step process of what I actually could relate to. And that first step is finding out your deepest fears. Because if you can't get rid of all those fears, then your passion is not really going to be uncovered. Now, if I didn't have my passion, it would have been very difficult in the healing process, but that was sort of like the carrot out there. That was the thing that really got me through. That was that knowing that I had a business where I was to help other people in natural healing, to awaken people to their self-healing abilities. How was I going to heal myself? So you can find out more of this information on Ignite Your Life's Passion on my website, healingyourworld.com. But the first step is really where I help you to figure out what is this fear that you might be experiencing in your life that you need to overcome. And it's an old Chinese proverb, you can't fill a full vase. So we have to kind of get rid of things first. And in doing so, we get this tremendous amount of peace. It's actually a neurological response, the same that you get from these natural modalities, the ancient medicine of Chinese medicine and massage therapy. So in this unique approach, when I'm literally helping you find out what your saber-toothed tiger is, okay, what's chasing you. And once we do that, suddenly the individual becomes still. Almost like that stillness that happened to me when I was hit by lightning. And what I'm here to tell you, though, is that you can achieve this, but you can't necessarily do it alone. Now, I believe that we all have the innate wisdom of the body and that the body has the self-healing abilities. That's what I'm here for, to awaken your self-healing abilities. Now, my office is in Long Grove, and I work with a psychotherapist, and we actually have developed a program together. And if you listen to some future programs, you will hear more about that. But this unique approach of using advanced bodywork techniques, such as myofascial release, lymphatic drainage, massage therapy, acupuncture, and ancient Chinese herbal formulations, I have been able to help people with emotional and physical trauma. Now, in creating this balance, what's actually happening is the body is being satisfied. It's sort of like a two-year-old saying, "Daddy, Daddy, throw me up in the air, throw me up, 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 up." And then, you know, the daddy says, "Okay, one more time," you know, and then the child goes, "Do it again, do it again, do it again." So our bodies respond the same way. This is a natural efferent neurological response that our bodies actually respond on satisfaction. So if you're not doing something every day that you enjoy doing, that you absolutely love doing, then you know what? I say, just continue to try to do things on a daily basis that you enjoy. Because what happens is, as you do those things that you enjoy doing, there's a neurological response, there's neurotransmitters that are released from your body, a chemical reaction that affects in your brain, the endorphins, the dopamine, all the good chemicals, as opposed to do something that, you know, you're just kind of doing halfway, or you just don't, you know, well, it's okay, yeah, I really like it, and you really kind of lie to yourself every day that you love doing what you're doing, but you don't. And this will eat away from you. So, you know, there's lots of different ways to achieve this form of awareness, lots of different ways to achieve this form of peace. And but what I've done is I've developed this unique approach of the Chinese medicine and the different forms of body work to help balance people. And, you know, I just have to say that I want everyone who's listening to be aware that we all have this ability of self-healing. And just to quote a little scripture here in Romans 13:1, let every soul be subject unto the higher power, for there is no power but of God, and the powers that be are ordained by God. And I just want to share that with you because I truly feel that God is working through me and the spirit of natural healing is working through me. And I feel blessed that I've also have this gift of healing and of discernment. And so I'm so excited to, you know, share that with you about how you can ignite your energy and ignite your chi. And I'm very excited also to end this part of our program because we're going to be going into the second part of our program. And I have a wonderful guest with me today, and that is Denise Barreto. And Denise has the same kind of like-mindedness as I do. And Denise is a founder of Relationships Matter Now, and she is an author and national speaker, as well as sits on the board of trustees for the Village of Lake in the Hills. And she's based just outside of Chicago. Relationships Matter Now is a go-to resource for organizations, and her website is relationshipsmatternow.com. And we're going to be talking with Denise about how she ignites people's energy and personal and also in their business. So come on back.
AM 1160.
Do you know someone who has a health condition that's getting worse? Experiencing side effects from prescription medication? Want to avoid surgery? Recovering from surgery? Have an autoimmune disease? Women's health concerns? Then you need to call Chi Queen Marlene at 844-301-1313. Located in the Grove Medical Center in Long Grove, Illinois, Marlene provides natural solutions to maintain physical, emotional, and spiritual health. Go to healingyourworld.com and call 844-301-1313.
Do you want to ignite your life's passion? Call Marlene Stanley Bazak at 844-301-1313. Marlene will explain the criteria to measure and identify your life's passion with a mind-body response using her 9-step program. Learn to overcome fear with joy. You too can ignite your energy, ignite your chi, and find your life's passion. Her unique approach promises to be enlightening. Marlene has received this energy, channels it, and shares it with you to overcome any obstacle in your life and create happiness. Call 844-301-1313.
The Fig Factor Foundation is a nonprofit for future Latina leaders between the ages of 15 and 25. Its mission is to help them pursue their passion and dreams by providing educational leadership platforms, mentorship opportunities, and powerful experiences through their 4-step process: activate, receive, grow, and share. For more information, visit thefigfactor.org. That's thefigfactor.org.
Do you know someone who has a health condition that's getting worse? Would you like to eliminate chemical toxins in your home, body, and food? Check out GoGreenWithMarlene.info and receive your free ebook, which describes the top 10 toxins you should be eliminating. Or call 844-301-1313 and ask Marlene to find out more. Do you have an autoimmune disease? You need to call Chi Queen Marlene at 844-301-1313. Marlene provides natural solutions to maintain better health. Go to GoGreenWithMarlene.info.
AM 1160.
Welcome back to Healing Your World. For more information about any of the content you've heard on this program, you're invited to contact host Marlene Basak at 844-301-1313 or visit healingyourworld.com. And now, back to Healing Your World. Here's Marlene.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us. And I am here in the studio with Denise Barreto. She is an author, a national speaker, as well as she sits on the board of trustees for the Village of Lake in the Hills. She's based just outside of Chicago. Her company is Relationships Matter Now, and it's a go-to resource for organizations who want to grow, enhance, and leverage their relationships. The company believes that a healthy business is characterized by three core characteristics: engagement, collaboration, and leadership. And you can find more information about Denise and her enterprise at www.relationshipmatternow.com. Please welcome Denise. Hi.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear about your book and your business, and it sounds like you're doing so many wonderful things. And we have this in common about igniting everybody's spark. I think it's wonderful. I'm so happy, you know, that you're here today.
Thanks for having me. And I'm actually so going to give a shout out to my copywriter, because originally the book was supposed to be called Engage, Collaborate, Lead. And after the first manuscript was done, Steve came back with this idea of the subtitle of Ignite Your Business and Ignite Your Life. He's like, after I read that, I felt like, ooh, you know, there's a spark. And of course, that also fed into my graphic designer. So you see the spark on the cover. So you're right. We absolutely have that in common.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So tell me about how your book, Engage, Collaborate, Lead, you talk about personal as well as business growth, that it's necessary for an individual to have a personal vision for success that matches the vision of their employer.
Well, what I mean by that is we all want to be part of something, right? So when I wrote the book, I've written it from the perspective of being an entrepreneur. But I also remember those 19 years, like you, when I was in corporate America working for people. And I can remember that part of why I ended up starting my own business was I never did get myself connected to a bigger story. I wasn't necessarily engaged, and I wasn't, you know, they weren't collaborating. And so my book really talks about my methodology for work and the way that I work with my clients. And most of my clients are government agencies or park districts or municipalities. Obviously, with a corporate background, I have them too. But this idea of helping organizations ignite their people, because as you stated, we believe that when people are engaged, then they can come to the table and collaborate for whatever challenges that the company may face. And when you have engagement and then you have collaboration, there is nothing else to happen but leadership. Whether people lead people or just lead processes, when you get them connected in, they have the ability to lead.
Right. And you know, I love the idea. And, you know, but what I realized, or what, you know, what I experienced in corporate America a lot was that, you know, it all sounds really good, you know, in theory. And, you know, in fact, I mean, I even have my degree. I have a bachelor's in business. And, you know, it all looks real good in the textbook, and it's all great in theory. And you can even make a flow chart and all that. But, you know, we're dealing with people. And, you know, it depends on the intention, I feel, you know, of the individual. And so how do you, you know, as an individual, if they're like unhappy with something, you know, that how can their manager engage with them, and how can they actually engage with their manager in like a new way?
Sure. You know, it's funny. This totally reminds me of my first book, where I talked about you finding your purpose, finding your voice, and committitting to using your best talents every day. That is what it boils down to. Honestly, if someone is sitting in a job, or if you're working for yourself as you and I do, the bottom line is we all have gifts and natural abilities that we were born with, and some things that you learn along the way. You know, don't, you know, hey, I'm not knocking acquired skills, but the reality is we all have natural abilities and talents. And what I found, and I was still in corporate America, I love to tell the story. In 2008, I'd been married 7 years at that point, had a breakdown in my marriage, had a breakdown when I changed jobs, and you know, that darkness, that stillness, had that. And it was like coming out of that, it was, okay, what's most important to me and what are my talents? And that really boiled down to relationships. And once I got in on that, from that point forward, every day I made a promise to myself, I'm going to use these talents any way that I can. And that's what led me to public office even before,
yes,
you know, I was able to start my business. And so I think a manager, one of their jobs is developing people and trying to understand that. But that's not something that someone else can do for you. So even if it's a great manager, a manager can't pull out of you what your talents are. You yourself have to do that. And there's lots of tools out there. You
right.
and I both know there's
right.
Myers-Briggs. There's lots of things to figure out what your talents are. But you have to figure them out. You have to be able to articulate them so that
mm-hmm.
other people
yes.
can help you push them forward.
Right. I totally agree. And when you find those God-given talents, you know, and I talk about that in my program as well. That's why, you know, I love that we're getting a chance to collaborate here.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you do find those, you can't be quiet about it. You have
right.
to receive
That's
it,
right.
channel it, and then release it. You have to be able to release it without feeling fearful, you
mm-hmm.
know, without being afraid like, you know, somebody's going to say, oh, no, I'm sorry, you know. And sometimes we just have to come to the grips to the reality that, you know what, maybe the situation isn't that right. But let's try to take a look at how we can really improve it. Now, I understand, you know, we were talking earlier before the show started that I'm a former elected official. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I you wanted to know what government it was
right.
Park districts. And
yes.
it's great that so you work with the park districts in Illinois
Excellent.
and nationally.
Yeah. Well, actually okay. only one other state besides Illinois.
Okay. Well,
but
that's national.
That's national.
Yeah, sure. You know, let's get some more business for you.
That's right.
And so in the leadership program, when you're working in a government entity, mm-hmm. how has that been for you? And what do you focus in on?
You know, it's so funny because it was my service that led me to my business, because this idea that we're not necessarily using the best talents of all the people that are coming to the table.
Yes.
And as an elected official, I was like, how do I in this role be able to do that? And of course, you know, elected officials are kind of held at a, you know, you're at a distance. You don't get to be a part of the day to day. You're really about
right.
policy.
Right.
And so it was okay. I, you know, kind of volunteered to speak at IML, at IPRA. And when I was speaking from, you know, a commissioner kind of point of view and saying how my job is to take away obstacles so that our staff can do their job. And it was funny. Somebody said to me from a park district, oh, do you think you could come and do that at our park district? And I was kind
Great.
Of like, sure. I had to go figure it out. But absolutely. And that's when I, you know, again, I was doing that on the side of my full-time marketing job. And within 18 months, I built up enough projects that my husband was like, why are you turning down projects? It's time for you to go out there and do it. And you talk about fear. That was what was holding me back. It
yeah.
was, oh, my God, I have a six-figure salary. How am I going to build that?
Yeah.
But, you know,
Good
I've
for
totally
you.
Been,
yeah.
been able to. So it's
yeah.
it's that idea of putting your talents out there. When you do that, you become irresistible to people who need those talents.
Yes, yes. Well, because it's a natural flow. You know, I like to think of it as like I'm the Michael Jordan of natural healing, you know.
That's a great place.
Yeah, because, I mean, face it, you know, I mean, that's how people stand out. That's what mm-hmm. makes us unique. And so, you know, to break through that, tell me a little bit just about, you know, your process in
sure.
breaking through some of those barriers.
Sure. Well, my process is engage, collaborate, lead. But what I love to say is engage is really connecting an individual story to a greater story. Like I said before, people like to be part of something bigger than them. And in an organization, because I'm a marketer, that's a great way to start. What is the story that this organization is telling? Who do we say we are?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, everyone has a mission statement and values.
Right.
And then when you kind of put those to test and you say, hey, we want to connect people to these, A, you might realize your story's off.
uh-huh.
B, you might realize your story's outdated. So it's always, you know, more business. But once you do have the story and you connect people to the story, the next step is collaboration. And that is, you know, collaborate is such a buzzword right now. The way that I define it,
yeah, it is a new word.
It is. It's like everybody, I mean, there's been tons of things
but
written
we need
about
it.
Yes, we do.
Why.
And in my view of collaboration is co-creation. It's this idea that, you know, Marlene, while you may have some great ideas and Denise has great ideas, but you know what? Together, we're going to have even better ideas. And when we get as many people around the table contributing to whatever the issue is or the challenge that we're faced organizationally. And then finally, once you, like I said, you get them engaged, they collaborate for a solution. What's left is leadership. right? Because at that point, they're bought in. You, as a manager, didn't tell them to do it. They themselves helped create it. I mean, it's worked across industries. It's worked across functions. I'm very, very proud of what we're doing. And my tiny but mighty company is growing, you know, tremendously. And it's only growing with organizations who are serious about connecting their people and connecting their mission.
That's great, Denise. That's amazing. I'm so glad that we had a chance to get together today and talk about what you're doing, your book, and the wonderful program. So everyone, I just want to thank Denise Barreto from Relationships Matter Now for being with us today. Again, her website is relationshipsmatternow.com. And I hope that you've enjoyed our program. And for any information that you heard on the program today, you can find on healingyourworld.com is the website. And join us next week at 7 p.m., where I help you to ignite your energy and ignite your chi.
This has been a presentation of Healing Your World Radio with Marlene Bazak, a nationally certified licensed acupuncturist and holistic healer. For more information about Healing Your World Radio, please visit healingyourworld.com or call 844-301-1313.
Next time on AM 1160's A New Beginning.
The 12 apostles who followed the Lord were anything but perfect. Pastor Greg Laurie says they were hopelessly human.